Oprah Winfrey is one of the most exciting, highest paid, and best loved celebrities in America. She is also the country's top television talk show host. Oprah Winfrey is a very fine actress and a successful producer. She is a living example of what talent, hard work, and determination can do. Oprah Winfrey has come a long way from her poor childhood home in a small Mississippi town. She was an unwanted child whose parents never married. She was brought up on her grandmother's farm. The possibility that she would become rich and famous was not very good. Oprah's mother left her child in her mother's care so she could go to work in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It was a strict and difficult life for Oprah, but it also led the way for her future. She was a highly intelligent child. By the age of 3, she had learned to read and write. She also made her first public appearance at that age. She gave a talk in church, which impressed everyone. "That child is gifted," people said. Oprah's intelligence was resented by other children her age. They called her unkind names and pushed her away. Oprah felt very isolated and unwanted. It made her feel worse that she didn't live with her mother and father. She felt that no one loved her. This made her angry, resentful, and rebellious. These feelings brought her much trouble as she was growing up. She often behaved badly, causing her grandmother to punish her. By the time Oprah was 7, she was too much for her grandmother to discipline. Then Oprah went to live with her mother, Vernita, in Milwaukee. Vernita worked very hard at her job as a housekeeper. It was hard for her to work and take care of her bright, troublesome child. Oprah was a burden, and she knew it. They lived in poverty, in a small apartment in the city. Oprah took out all her angry feelings on her mother. She was a difficult child. When Oprah was 8, Vernita sent her to live with her father and stepmother in Nashville, Tennessee. But she moved again a few months later, when Vernita married a man with 2 children. Vernita wanted Oprah with her and her new family. Unfortunately, she felt she didn't belong with them. She believed she wasn't loved by anyone. Her anger and frustration grew stronger. She struck back by misbehaving and running away from home. Her parents found her impossible to discipline. When she was 14, they tried to send her to a special center for troubled girls, but there was no room for her. So Vernita sent Oprah back to live with her father. Vernon Winfrey was by then a successful businessman and family man. He took one look at his daughter and knew she needed guidance, love, and discipline. He gave her all 3. It was a turning point in Oprah's life. Vernon Winfrey was strict about his daughter's education. He gave her homework in addition to her schoolwork. She was allowed to watch only 1 hour of television a day. She became an A student and a popular girl in her class. Oprah watched Barbara Walters, a famous journalist and interviewer, and decided that was what she wanted to be. When she was still in high school, she got a part-time job reading news on the radio. In her senior year, she won a beauty contest and a 4-year scholarship to Tennessee State University. While still in college, she was offered a job as a news broadcaster at a local television station. She was the first female and the first African-American newscaster in Nashville. She was promoted to anchor, the most important position on the news team, while still a senior. After Oprah graduated, she got a job with a Baltimore news station, but she soon realized that broadcasting news wasn't enough for her. She had to let her personality shine through. She wanted to show emotion when she told a story, not just report it. Meanwhile, the station managers were thinking the same way. They couldn't stop her from commenting on the news she read. They removed her from the anchor spot and wondered what to do with her. Finally, they put her on an early morning talk show called People Are Talking. No one knew what to expect. The show was a great success. In a very short time, the managers and Oprah all knew what she was born to do. She was funny, witty, charming, warm, and compassionate. She was everything a talk show host should be. She was so successful that she got a show with a bigger station in Chicago. It was called AM Chicago. Within 1 month, the show's ratings were the best in years. Twice, she left the show to make movies, The Color Purple and Native Son. In 1985, the show was changed to The Oprah Winfrey Show. It was broadcast nationally and soon became the most popular talk show on television. By the age of 35, Oprah Winfrey was one of the most famous celebrities in America.